Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse number 2 of Psalm 24. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the holy hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the gates of God of salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible makes it very clear that if you're ever going to enter into the gates of heaven, the Bible says in verse number 4 of Psalms 24, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. You know what the clean hands speak of? The clean hands speaks of the activities of life. What you're involved in. What your hands been in this week. What have you been involved in this week? You plan on going to heaven? Then the Bible says, he that has clean hands, that is the person that has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. Listen to what it says. He that has a clean hands and pure heart. You know what? The Bible says that the heart is wicked and deceitful. How can a human being who has a wicked and deceitful heart enter into heaven? How do you plan on getting into heaven today? How do you plan on getting into heaven? Are you going to stand before the Lord and say, well, God, I've done this and I've done that? The Bible says that the human heart is wicked. It is deceitful. It is depraved. How can a human heart enter into the gates of that city? The Bible says in verse number 4, he that has a clean hands and a pure heart. The only way to make your heart pure this morning is by the righteous blood of Jesus Christ washing over your heart and your life, cleansing you today. What am I talking about? I'm talking about salvation. I'm talking about God coming into your heart and into your life and saving you today and cleaning up your heart. Let me ask you, teenager, how do you plan on getting into heaven? Oh, I came to church, or my mom and dad, or I gave some money. I'm asking you again, how do you plan on getting into heaven? There's only one way to enter into heaven, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how do I apply the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, listen, shall be saved. All you have to do this morning is trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm not asking you to be baptized. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm asking you this, that you put your faith in Christ and Christ alone. You put your faith in Him. You believe that He is the answer to your sin problem. You believe that He is the way that you're going to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not talking about being a Baptist. I'm not talking about joining some type of religious denomination. I'm talking about trusting Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You ask Him to save you today, and I guarantee that He will. If you believe it, say amen. The Bible goes on to say in verse 4, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who's not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him and seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Ladies and gentlemen, the King of Glory wants to enter into your heart today. He wants to enter right into your heart. Will you open up your door of your heart today? Will you ask the Lord, God, I want you to take the chains off me. I want you to take them off me. I've been bound up for so long. I've been bound up by sin and by pride and selfishness, rebellion. God, break those chains. I want to be what you've created me to be. I want to be all that you've called me to be. I'm here to tell you, friend, when you do that, you'll leave this place this morning singing as Brand is going to sing, my chains are gone.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. my chains are gone.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I've been set free.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rests.
Thank you, Lord.
Unending love, amazing grace.
Let me just say this before we sing this next verse. I want to talk to those of you who may be here this morning and you say, Pastor, I've never trusted Christ as my Savior. I believe there's somebody here today that needs to be saved. I really believe that. You've entered into this building, and I want you to know you're not here just by happenstance. I believe in divine appointments. And perhaps God in eternity past seen all the way to this present moment. And God seen that you would be sitting in Parkway Baptist Temple on March the 11th, 2012. And God, who knows all true possibilities, the omniscience of God, knew exactly what you would choose that day in making the choice to come here. God already ordered this service. God's already whispered out to you. God's already called out your name. And your heart's pounding, your palms are sweaty, and you just don't know what to do. Can I tell you, it's this simple. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's that simple. It's that simple. You say, well, what does it mean to call? It means that you confess your sins to God. Listen, God, I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. God, I don't want to die and go to hell. I want heaven to be my home. Though I don't understand everything that's in this black book that preacher holds in his hands, though I don't understand everything that's went on in this service today, one thing I do understand, I hear your voice. I know it's you, God. I'm going to ask you to come, and I want you to grab me by the hand. I want you to say, Pastor, that's me. God's been dealing with my heart. I need to be saved. I want to experience what everybody else is experiencing here today. I want that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. And every Christian in this house ought to be praying. You've had a chance, child of God, to cleanse your heart. You've had a chance to have a pure heart and clean hands before God, to where if we begin to pray right now, if all of God's people in this house literally repented and cleansed their hearts and called upon God, I'm telling you what, this city would shut down and fall down on the streets. The cars would stop in the highway. People would get out of their vehicle and begin calling upon God. You say, well, I don't believe it. Let me take you back to 1905 in the Great Welsh Revival with a man by the name of Evan Roberts. I've been in the very church that Evan Roberts stood in with a group of teenagers. He told the pastor after the service that morning, he said, Pastor, would you mind if I prayed with this group of teenagers? They locked themselves up inside that church and they said, we're not going to leave until revival comes to Wales. Those kids begin to pray. They begin to call upon God. Evan Roberts got on his knees before God. They begin calling out to God. That Welsh revival was so amazing that they said that guys, that bars were closing down all over in Wales. They said that there would be grown men on the streets grabbing a hold of a lamppost, and they're crying out to God because they were just under conviction. No preacher, no choir, no PA, just the presence of Almighty God in that community. Can you say amen? Men were falling down and crying out to God, saying, God, save me. God, I'm corrupt, and God, my life is on its way to hell. God, save me. They say that the animals shut down and quit working because the farmers used to cuss them, and they quit cussing, and the mules didn't know what to do in the field no more. I'm here to tell you, friend, God can do an amazing thing. I stood in a church that was built as a result of that great Welsh revival. I preached behind that pulpit. I see that beautiful balcony. All because of one man's passion to grab some teenagers that looked on the inside of themselves said there is more to this life than just living and dying. There's a God up there that loves me. There's a God that's willing to hear me. They believe that. And because of their belief in God, God opened up the floodgates of heaven. The angels of God sped down mightily all the way down to Wales, strengthened and encouraged those group of teenagers, blessed Evan Roberts in such a way that church after church began to be built in the land of Wales. Sadly, today in Wales and London and all across this land, many churches are shutting down today. We've gotten away from the Evan Roberts days. We've become too dignified. That's our problem. We got too many preachers that went to seminary, and really it was a cemetery. That's where they went. We got too dignified. Our big swelling words, our fancy outlines, our fancy illustrations and all this and that. We've become too dignified, Brother Danny. Where we just simply haven't walked into the very presence of God. Said, God, pour down that fresh oil upon me. God, I need it. Lord, may the wind of the Holy Spirit fill the sails of my heart, move me forward. God, crush me on the rock of righteousness. Break me. Break me. You know, the Bible says that David said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. God, because you are with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to know I'm a pilgrim and stranger passing through. I just stopped by today to say hello on my way to glory. I want you to know there's a God that sits upon a throne that loves you and cares for you. You are not a mistake. You hear me today? You are not a mistake. Your mom and daddy may not love you. You may have never heard your dad say, I love you. You may have never heard your mama say, I love you. But I want you to know, friend, this Bible that I hold in my hand, it's a love letter to you. And God is telling you today, personally, I love you. And I care for you. And I created you. And I will sustain you. I will protect you. I will lead you. And I will guide you. And I will guard you. And I will take you up to heaven to be with me one grand and glorious day. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to fear no evil. For thou art with me. God's with you today. God has planted you right here in that seat. Right where you're at, sinner. Right where you're at. And yeah, I use the word sinner. Sinners and saints. The only difference between the two is that one has been born again and the other has not come to the knowledge of the truth. God's brought you here, friend, at the threshold of salvation. What's hindering you from coming? What's hindering you from coming? Every Christian, begin praying. Every Christian in the house, begin praying. You say, Brother David, that's me today. I've never trusted Christ as my Savior, and I want to be saved today. I want you to slip your hand up right where you're at. God loves you today. Would you slip up your hand right where you're at? Brother David, that's me. I believe there's one here this morning. Brother David, that's me. I've never trusted Christ. I want to be saved today. I want to trust Him today. I want my life to be changed today. Forever changed today. We have one hand slipped up. Was there another? Is there another? Those of you that lifted your hand, those of you that want to be saved, who is afraid to lift your hand, I want you to look at me right now. Everyone else is praying. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray this prayer with me. All right? Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and my life and save me today. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. I give you praise and glory for what's happened here today. Father, I thank you for the Son of God who's been magnified and lifted up. We leave this place today thanking you that our chains are gone, that we have been set free. Lead us and guide us and direct us by your Holy Spirit to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord in the days to come. And we will praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, Brother Brandon. Sing that chorus with us again. My chains are gone.
His word, my Lord.
If God saved you today, we want to know about it. If God has saved you today, we want to know. You come here today. If God saved you, if you pray that prayer, you come down here, right here with us this morning. You give God praise and glory. Let's sing now. My chains are gone.